for June 28th, 2021. Before we get started, I'd like to ask everyone to join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. I will now ask the city administrator to please call the roll.
Mayor Jim Still.
Here.
Council members Don Carlson.
Here.
Linda Dixon.
Present.
Lloyd Hendricks.
Present.
Mark Murphy.
Present.
Carol Silver.
Carol.
Carol.
Present.
She seems to be frozen in the pledge.
All right.
She had an offer.
Hang on just a second. I'll call her.
She's on the, in the ocean, on the ocean.
Yeah, it looks like it, but it's trying to.
Yeah, it's trying to.
Hey.
Hey, listen, I've got you on speakerphone. Our internet is not behaving, so is it okay if you participate this way?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna put you in front of Jim in front panel, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you still calling roll?
I'm still here.
And Carol Silver, she's here.
All right, good. Next item on the agenda is financial report.
Ending bank balances May 31st for the general fund, $1,081,861.85. Enterprise fund, $506,377.37. Court fund, $29,422.08. Lake restoration, $267,814.54. SPLOST, $37,101.32. T-SPLOST, $396,389.96, for a total of $2,318,967.12. Performance for the month of May in enterprise, you had revenues of $23,582.38 with expenses of $21,063.69 for net income of $2,518.69. Revenues in your general fund were $44,564.97. Expenses, $38,676.61 for net income of $5,888.36.
All right, very good. Next item is the approval of minutes from previous meetings. Chair will entertain a motion to waive the reading and approve the minutes for the May 24th, 2021 reading.
Make a motion to waive the reading and approve the...
I second.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman Murphy and a second by Councilperson Silver. Any discussion? All those in favor? You're gonna have...
Aye.
Aye, okay, it is unanimous, thank you. Okay, motion to waive reading and approve the minutes of the June 9th, 2021 special call meeting.
Make a motion to approve the special call meeting of June 9th, 2021.
All right, motion by Councilman Carlson and second by Councilperson Silver. All those in favor?
Aye.
And it's unanimous, thank you. All right. We have an agenda with an amendment to add an item number 7, which is the New Leaf Harbor quote for $2,400. Chair will entertain a motion to approve the agenda, amended agenda.
Make a motion to approve the amended agenda.
I second.
All right, motion by Councilperson Murphy, second by Councilperson Dixon. All those in favor?
Aye.
And it's unanimous, thank you. Mayor's report. All right, first of all, we are going to be having a 4th of July fireworks. I think everyone probably has gotten the word or seen it, the emails and everything so far. There is a regular parade around Mountain Park with a fire truck that morning starting at 11. And then we have a paw parade at, what time is the paw parade?
3.
Okay. And then, of course, fireworks will start after, right after dark. So we look forward to seeing everybody down there for the fireworks on the 4th. Nick, yes?
There will be sausage biscuits for sale before the, or during the setup as well.
Oh, okay, didn't know that. Good, good.
Wonderful.
Yes, yes, that is. So bring your appetite with you as well.
Miss Suzanne and her biscuits.
All right, good deal.
That's right.
Next, as I have mentioned, we have been, myself and Karen and an engineer by the name of Chuck Wilson, who is with Schnabel Engineering, have been meeting with the folks from Beezer, and we think we've hammered out a deal with them to have 300 cubic yards of silt taken out of that cove in Lake Cheerful. We are...
That's how many cubic yards again?
300 cubic yards, which is that whole cove corner there, that area.
Yeah, which is full, by the way.
Yeah. So at this point, the city attorney, Ryan Brumbelo, or one of the city attorneys, Ryan Brumbelo, is working on crafting an agreement for us to present to Beezer for them to review, laying out the details of what our expectations are as far as, you know, the agreement to have it removed, to take it away, you know, land disturbance permits, et cetera, et cetera. So we should hopefully have something this week from Ryan, and then we'll be ready to meet with Beezer again. This will not take place until after all the landscaping is complete at Mountain Park Overlook. We don't want to clean it up and then have something else happen to get messed up again. And two, it will probably be, they're closing October 21st on the final property. So it'll be sometime around, what did we say, early October, mid-October? Yeah, somewhere in there. So at that point in time, we'll be ready to start cleaning out Lake Cheerful. We appreciate the fact that Beezer has stepped up. I think the report that they have made it minimize the impact, but once we sat down and started looking at all the documentation that people in Mountain Park citizens have provided us, I think they realized that we needed to come to some kind of agreement that we can remedy this. So we certainly are working on that. At this point, we have a situation, and I think it merits having the city attorney weigh in. Councilman Carlson, who has been with us on council for many years, numerous terms, invaluable contributor to the community, but unfortunately he is no longer a resident of the community, and it puts us in a situation where we have to address his seat, and at this point in time, it would be a seat that would be filled by the upcoming election in November, but there would have to be an appointment between now and then so that we can continue to have a quorum in some cases and continue to conduct the city's business. With that said, I'm going to ask the city attorney, Brandon Bowen, to basically tell us what it is that we need to do and we have to do in a case like this.
All right. So in order to be an officer of the city, you have to be a resident of the city. Now, residency does not just mean that you don't lose your residency just because you don't spend the night here last night or whatever. You have to go through the process of changing your domicile, which is, there are a lot of factors that go into that. Where you vote, where you have your driver's license, where do you intend to stay? But if you have gotten to the point where you are going to move your domicile outside the city, then under the law you cannot be an officer of the city. So if that's the case, then I think as Jim said, we need to look at filling the position until the next election.
Okay. And Donna, are you still looking?
Yes, no, as I said, I wanted to make this my last night.
Okay, well, we certainly will miss your stewardship in this community, and we certainly hope that at some point, if things do work out and you change, you will come back and continue to serve the community.
Well, this city's been certainly good to me. I said I don't want to cause some trouble. But, you know, I recognize that. Unfortunately, I had to move because the landlady said she wanted to sell the house.
So, I said, well, circumstances put you under control.
I know. Go with the flow of life.
Well, thank you again for your service. So. All right. At this point, then, what is the proper procedure? Would tonight be tonight or?
We can address this later on in the agenda.
All right. Well, I will say this because, you know, I certainly value Councilman Carlson's participation on City Council. But I also knew there was a possibility that this may not be able to go beyond tonight. I've spoken to some residents who were former members of the City Council, and I think if we're going to appoint someone, it would be beneficial to have someone that has served before, because that way they will be up to speed a lot quicker. And I believe I do have the ability to make a recommendation.
Yeah, okay, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
If you were at the point where you were no longer a resident, so you have to resign.
Right.
As opposed to, I plan to move, but I will need to resign. But if you were at that point now, then I think the council can make a recommendation. So the council can appoint the councilman to fill your vacancy.
Right. All right, good. Well, after speaking to a couple of former council members, I spoke with former Councilman Scott Reed, and he has agreed to take the seat if council does accept my recommendation. So, Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we accept Scott Reed to serve the remainder.
All right. Motion by Councilman Hendricks and second by Councilman Carlson. All those in favor? All right, it is unanimous. Thank you. Thank you, Don, again for your service, and thank you, Scott, for stepping up to help us in this situation.
Welcome back.
All right, thank you. That's always a tough thing, because I've had the honor and privilege of serving with you for many years, and I've also served with you, so I think it's going to work out. At this point, I will ask if there are any council member committee reports that they would like to provide. All right.
Is there any update on Roswell?
Well, I don't have to let him talk to that.
So, the short answer is no. The longer answer was that I think at our last meeting, Karen and I told you about the meeting we had with them, and the sheriff's attorney was going to be putting together an agreement to work out with Roswell. As far as I can tell, that did not happen, and she has left the sheriff's attorney's office, or the county attorney's office, to become a judge in Cobb County. I talked with the city attorney, and he doesn't have any further information yet, and so it's just kind of
just only a holding pattern.
That's right.
Holding pending on rates still.
The Fulton County attorney, the lady that was supposed to be handling
that.
Ashley Moore.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So at this point,
I reached out again to city attorney Roswell David Davis and get an update on anything.
Okay. All right.
So what are we doing?
Well, I will let you speak to that.
Well, we've got the E-911 agreement with them, and the sheriff's office is covering the criminal matters, and if there is any kind of emergency fire, then Roswell gets the call on that.
And our fire department is building up as we speak. When do we talk about the money they need, and we vote and give them the money they need to?
Well,
get the department.
I think we need to resolve the issue with Roswell and Fulton County Sheriff's Department first, because that's
the determining factor.
Yeah, that'll be the determining factor, which will help us in knowing where we go from here.
It seems like we need to keep our volunteer department anyway.
They work.
I think by volunteer fire department anyway.
Yeah.
That they need some funding to do, get some things together, don't they?
Yes, we'll have to, well, we will at some point have to have that discussion, that conversation. Yes, Carol, you had a question.
Yeah, I'm curious whether we as a city are liable for backbilling once Roswell gets its act together and decides how much they're going to bill us. Are they going to come back and backbill us?
Sounds like a legal matter.
I think it would be a matter of working out the compensation for their service, and that's something we'll have to negotiate.
So we'll have to eat that meal when it's served, I guess, once we find a reason.
We haven't been invoiced, even for the E-911, since that agreement was passed.
We need to make them.
So.
They are going through some changes over there. They have had some staff leave, principally the city manager. So I do think they need the opportunity to kind of regroup and get their feet, their balance back under them, and their feet back under them. And then we'll probably be having more communication and more working out of the situation at that point.
If we pin them down to any kind of an amount in the interim until they actually settle on an amount. I'm feeling like our city is real vulnerable to this right now.
I thought they had already settled on a financial amount. All that was remaining to be seen was the legal,
That's right.
Letter of agreement.
Right. We had
so we know, worst case, how much they could bill us for.
Right.
Right.
Set it up for risk.
All right.
It's feeling vulnerable to me.
Well, we were, or I'll let Brandon, convey this, but I think we were assured that it would be.
It seemed that the concern that Russell had was one that was easily addressed between the sheriff's office and the staff of Roswell. Now, they still have to put forth any agreement that resolves that concern to the Roswell City Council, but the city attorney and the city department heads of the fire and police department seem happy with the sheriff's proposed resolution. And so I think it's just a matter of getting things right with them. And the problem is that the person who volunteered to do the contract apparently is no longer there anymore. So
it was apparently a chicken to an egg commitment because they walked away from it. So.
Yeah, I feel like we are really getting set up here. It doesn't feel at all secure.
When do we hear that she's been replaced?
I have reached out to the sheriff's department and not heard who the replacement is yet.
Wouldn't it be her directive, her boss?
No, we don't know yet. But we're gonna hopefully find out more this week, since that's the situation. I do think there is somebody that has been filled that position.
Yeah,
there has been. That's right. And I've got a VOC meeting Wednesday with mayors and VOC, so it'll be, they'll have that person, hopefully will be there, we'll see who it is. So. All right, any other questions? City Hall report.
Okie doke. June the 2nd was a staff steering committee with ARC. That was a steering committee meeting for the comp plan with ARC to discuss the second survey, which, by the way, is now live, so please go online and take care of that second survey. It should be live until the 6th, I believe. Mm-hmm. Also attended the first since pre-COVID Cherokee County administrators meeting up in Canton. On the 16th, the consumer confidence report was published, should be on our website by tomorrow morning, and has been submitted to the state. The variance conditions were sent out to Janet De La Salle last Thursday, so I'm not sure we may consider the 90 days starting from then, since they were waiting on us, just for clarification. We have been in the process of making application for the American Rescue Plan Act funding. And as a non-entitlement city, which is any city under 50,000, we will be receiving $212,000, with the first tranche being 106. There are several things those monies can be used for. The biggest opportunity, I think, personally, but council will approve it, obviously, is water replacement lines.
Infrastructure.
I'll have more information as we go along, but the portal that's being managed through the governor's office of planning and budget, that portal was closed Monday, and I believe, or Tuesday, anyway. Our submission was accepted and we've done everything. We're just waiting to hear from them. We've got until December 2024, by the way, to spend those funds.
Did those funds come with similar T-SPLOS type of red tape?
The red tape that will be involved is, because it's federal money, we'll have to bid out all of our projects the same way we would do a CDBG. We'll have to make sure that the contractors are using Davis-Bacon and go through all the formalities of that reporting. But we're familiar with what to do there. Wanted to let you know that Philip Witt Engel completed his basic law enforcement training course, representing 100 and some odd hours. It was quite extensive. He's been going at this since, I think, April, and also his 24-hour emergency vehicle operation portion as well. So he is complete with that. I have been, I don't know if it's making a difference, but I have been inspecting the pool restrooms quite frequently, and we'll continue.
Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome. We'll continue to do that throughout the summer. I believe they look better. The floors were painted a darker.
Fantastic.
And so the floors look a lot better, I will say that. Yeah.
And I haven't cleaned the doors yet, but I've got new polish for them. They're easy to come clean. You have the right stuff.
Well, I'm working on getting the commodes clean, so that's my goal.
I'll get those doors clean.
And then I'm going to be out of the office for the next 3 days, but that's all I have.
SDS Cherokee?
That's been approved and submitted. Just waiting for DCA to reestablish all of the cities as eligible for funding. And then once that's done, I'll make application again for the LMIG money for this year and hopefully get it if it's not too late.
Where are we at on T-SPLOS as far as starting work or breaking ground?
I believe that's scheduled in August. They're still working on getting easements together and getting those approved.
But I mean, we're underway then.
Yes.
We're not breaking ground.
Yeah, breaking
ground. But
slow start out of the,
And the first project, you know, was going to be over there.
Yes.
Across.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest project, and I think it's going to be around $350,000. So it's quite big.
Yes.
All right. Another question is, with the tax changes that Fulton County has proposed, does that mean anything to Mountain Park taxpayers?
You're talking about the tax assessments that went out?
Yeah.
Well, mine went up again for the fifth year in a row. Not that that matters, but what that'll do is impact everybody's value and the digest overall. And then when they finalize that, they'll send out the bills once we establish the millage rate, but you'll establish that millage rate based on the assessed value of the digest as a whole.
And finally, the ARC survey results, when will those be made public?
Gosh, I don't know. Do you know when?
But I wanted to clarify. That's part of the reason I'm here tonight. Because when people see things like what you all voted for in Garrett, and you know that, Karen, will they see those results and where people stood on the charter, or will they just get the big picture?
I think it'll be a big picture.
Okay.
But we need to clarify that with Ryan.
And I did ask Mark for data information on the statistics also, more than just on there. So hopefully he'll have that type of stuff, like multiple, where they were based and stuff like that, new versus old.
Gotcha, thanks.
All right. Is that it? Mm-hmm. Thank you for all you do. Next item, or next thing is unfinished business, which the Carol Silver Show looks like. First of all, unfinished business, item number one, discussion approval of general enterprise fund budgets, tabling the general enterprise fund budgets until determination of Roswell agreement. We decided this was something we could do. We could do this for, we recommended not more than 90 days. So, Carol, do you want to make a motion?
I really need to understand. I'm just really uneasy about Roswell having so much leverage over this. I don't know how much time we have to wait. I don't know if it's feasible to make a proposal to table this budget.
Well,
can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We're all contemplating your comment here for a second.
It sounds like Roswell has quite a lot of leverage over us right now.
Well,
they sit around and decide how much money they're going to charge us.
Well, that is why, if you want to know the truth, why I have advocated that we build our fire station, our MPVFR, back up to an acceptable level, meaning nothing more than it was when John and Carl were here, because we didn't have a huge budget then either. And we had a mutual aid agreement, which gave us the support that we needed for any huge emergencies in Mountain Park. We can spend $101,000 on the Roswell Fire Department, or we can spend $60,000 on our MPVFR, and in essence, and in my opinion, still have the same level of security, knowing that they're there if we have a large fire or situation in Mountain Park. That being said, you're absolutely correct. Roswell kind of has us by the short hairs when it comes to these services. Otherwise, we have no other options.
So, you guys give me some guidance here. Am I going to make this proposal? Is it even feasible to table our budget until Roswell finally makes up their mind? I mean, I want to be sensible and logical about this.
Okay. Councilman Murphy has a comment.
So my question, Carol, is what would postponing do for us that if we approve the budget tonight, like we're going to do, I thought, if we approve the budget tonight and then we find out 60 days from now, oh, gee, we need to change things, we can amend it later, right?
Yes, so, we will do an amended. We can't do an amended budget.
So
I can see doing it tonight. I think we need to fill our budget. I think it looks bad. Looks like we don't know what we're doing.
Well, there is certainly some question of gray area, but like Councilman Murphy said, we can do an amended budget at some time in the future, correct?
That's right. Let's stay on course.
So.
And if we decided to table the budget, how much wiggle room do we have? How much time do we have to wait on Roswell?
Well, as we said, we wouldn't recommend tabling it for more than 90 days. I mean, 60 days, 30 days, we really, once we get the situation with Roswell and Fulton County resolved, then I think we can move forward fairly quickly from our standpoint with the rest of the matters.
I'm perfectly willing to let this go and not make this motion, but I do not have any confidence in Roswell. I have zero confidence in their ability to be fair or reasonable. I just have zero confidence. So I have a vote of no confidence. But if you guys are good with going ahead and approving the budget, that's fine with me. We cannot do this motion.
All right. It's not one of the items on the agenda, but we can put a vote, call for a vote tonight, yes. So the chair will entertain a motion to approve.
Make a motion to amend the agenda to add budget approval?
No, you don't have to just make a motion.
Make a motion to approve the 2021-2022 budget.
All right. Motion by Councilman Murphy, second by Councilperson Dixon. Discussion? Everyone is
saying that. Yeah, I just want to go down on the record. Confidence in Roswell and their ability to be fair or
heard you, and I think they probably can dig.
In Carroll, I think we all concur with
that. And there's no argument on our part. So.
Just in case they did hear, I want them to know that we're doing our business here.
Yeah, yes, exactly. All right, all those in favor? Any opposed?
Yes.
Okay, we have 4-4, one opposed, and no undecided, so it passes. Okay.
Did you oppose?
Carol.
Oh.
All right. Thank you, Carol. Next item is the 2% cost of living to staff.
Okay. I would like to make a proposal to pass a 2% cost of living increase for city employees based on the consumer price index.
I have a motion and a second by Councilman Murphy. Discussion? Yes, sir.
I would like to say that, but I'd like to see them have their merit raise. Their anniversary date would be there too. That this wouldn't affect it.
No, this would not affect the merit raise or the anniversary raise that we normally do. So
this is the anniversary raises that we do.
This is it.
This is it.
Oh. So you and I don't have to have that meeting on July 22nd that we have. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. So I stand corrected. This covers it. So all right. Any other discussion?
Yeah. Where did the 2% number come from?
The consumer.
CPI.
Which one?
Carol, she'll have to answer.
Basically, the published one that I've seen, it's pretty much standard issue consumer price index. I know that it's the way most budgets and.
No, I'm with you. I just want to be. I think we should be on record by saying. When we find out which one it exactly is, so that way everybody says, well, the CPI I saw said 1.3. I'm with you, and I think 2% is.
Can you add that to the record once we can determine?
It does differ. I mean, if you look at the cost of living increase advocated by the Social Security people, it's 1 point something, but I think 2%, anywhere from 2 to 3% is.
Typical.
I'll look up some CPI numbers. Some of them take stuff out, but I'll look up one. I'll
and
find
let,
one that says stupid.
You'll right. Let me know. Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
Thank you, Mark.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, sir.
I can't officially raise a point of order, but since you just approved the budget, this is 2% included.
Included what?
There was the budget wasn't it increased?
There was zero for cost of living in that budget.
Well, it'll be part of the amended budget then. Yeah.
We had a lot of contingencies
that you
guys put together
a real frugal budget. So. Yeah. All right, any other questions or comments? All those in favor, please designate. All right, it is unanimous. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Now, moving on to new business. First item, resolution to hold special referendum on the November 2nd for Lake Garrett options. Carol?
Yeah, I'd like to propose a resolution to hold a referendum for all 6 options. I know that we had to make a decision on this and have it in place by July. I know that we are on a deadline to do this. And I have this information somewhere in my email. It was provided to me. And I know that we had to start this decision-making process tonight. Here it is. I found the email. And it says, I can't find it.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, you look for that. In the interim, I'm going to ask the city attorney to please speak to this because we need to make sure that we're doing this the right way.
Yes, we need his input.
So I understand the desire to have a referendum to get the citizens' input on important matters. However, under Georgia law, we can only have official elections and referendums on certain questions that are expressly permitted by law. So we can't call up the election superintendent to have them put on this election to make a binding decision. Now, that doesn't mean you all can't choose to have a straw poll or something of that nature. But in the end, the decision on this has got to be made by the city council. That's what you're elected for, and that's how that's.
So what you're saying is the referendum would just be a poll, it would not be a vote.
Not by an advisory.
Is there a poll already on the ARC about this?
Did we, was there, yeah, I believe there was a question in the ARC.
I mean, you guys are kind of hamstrung because you don't have the answers, and there's three of us who have the answers. And I think maybe what you really need is to ask ARC, your two hot buttons, the lakes and the city's charter, ask to see, maybe confidentially, what those results are.
Okay.
I didn't catch the end of that.
She basically, what she said was that we, there are only three people that are privy to the results of the ARC survey, and she thinks we should engage ARC to get the results for the two major concerns, one being the lakes and the other being the city's charter, to see what the citizens of Mountain Park are saying.
Just before you start, I need to stop.
Yeah, before we, yeah.
So the information I have comes to me from Janice Rogers, who is the Assistant Director of the Cherokee County Elections and Voter Registration. And the thing with the referendum is that we are on a timeline. She says this would be a special election. City Council needs to do a resolution for this referendum at this meeting tonight. And for questions to go onto the ballot, they need to receive the information by the end of the qualifying date of August the 20th, which is why I'm bringing it up tonight, so we can talk about it, or before if possible. She would send it to the ballot builders. We have to make that call 90 days prior to the November 2nd election, and the date of that call is the date of the first publication in the newspaper of appropriate circulation of such affirmative action. And the only reason I'm curious about it is because it is a study that we did in 2016. We paid over $5,000 for the study. We do not necessarily need to choose to act, but I am very, very interested in knowing what the citizens of Mountain Park are interested in without going into much detail about the Atlanta Regional Commission and the survey. How's that sound?
I believe the survey spoke pretty clearly.
Okay, and it was just pointed out that the apparently this survey spoke pretty clearly as well. Councilman Murphy has a question or comment?
Yeah, a couple questions. First of all, Brandon, help me understand. So I believe you just told us we cannot do a referendum for something like the lake issues.
That's right.
We cannot. Number two, but we can have an alternative form of data collection from our citizens, whether it's an advisory poll or a straw poll. That may or not fall in line with Carol, the timeline Carol is discussing.
Yes,
her timeline is strictly to adhere to the November 2nd election to get it on the ballot. But if you're saying that we can't do that, then that's
then the only option open to us is either to use the ARC information, but then you have to say how many people really responded to the ARC. And do we want to make a decision this big based on, I don't know what the response rates are, you guys do. My preference would be, perhaps more in line with Carol's, to have a advisory poll, and I don't know if we do it in November, I don't know when we do it, but I'd like an advisory vote from our citizens. But prior to that, I think we need a working session, which I would put together, and I would want to hire back the consulting firm to come on back here. I think we need a public forum, because if you look at those results, it's like, what the hell is this? So I think we really need to walk the citizens through, this is what the six things were, this is why we didn't look at bird baths in the trees, or whatever, and then have the people educated, and then do some sort of vote, whether it's a straw, whether it's in line with the November election, or some other thing.
You're talking about town.
Town hall for education, but then something more formal for the vote. I get it can't be a referendum, but
can we do an online vote on our city website? Can we set up a poll, a Survey Monkey poll, or something like that?
I would be in favor of that.
Okay, then that's what we
really all six options the card note put forth to be put on it. I want to know what people think, and I also think Mark is right. We have got to look at if they pick this one, then what are households going to be responsible for? If they pick this one, then what are households responsible for? I know, for example, that one option they put forth was no action. And I think that needs to be on the poll. I've been very interested to know what citizens think.
All right. So it sounds like this particular item of discussion for the referendum is going to be, we're going to just withdraw that, remove that from the table then.
Yes.
Okay, I agree to that as long as we can put out a SurveyMonkey straw poll that features all six options offered by Cardno. And yes, Mark, I would very much like for you to explore the cost that would be borne by citizens depending on which option they select.
How do you feel about working with him on helping to organize this and put this down? We can facilitate that.
I agree with that. He knows I can't do math, so.
So you won't be checking my numbers. I like this.
I would also like to work with Mark on it because I want to make sure the wording is good so people know if they vote for something that the city is able to pay for that option. I have to read the options again. I want everything to be very clear.
Okay.
And I think that's a valid concern. I agree with that.
All right. So this will be something that you guys can work on and bring back to council on the work session, and we can pin it to the mat. All right. Very good. All right. Item number 2 under new business, approval for tree dedication in memory of Peter Packard. Carol, you're up.
Yeah, I'd like to propose a resolution to have a tree planted in one of two locations that I talked about in the work session and in dedication to Peter Packard. That's all I want, is permission to plant a tree.
All right, the two locations were one in front of City Hall, to the, if you're facing City Hall from the street, to the right side of the flag.
If you're facing the three flag poles, it would be to the right.
Okay, and the other place was?
The second location is if you are standing in front of the stage, it would be in the right rear corner. There is another tree planted there. No. I'm not sure who it's dedicated to, Linda Dixon.
Yeah, I don't think they should put a tree there. Too close.
I have a landscaper look at it, and that was the second option.
All right, so basically,
there's two options.
So your motion is to allow a tree to be planted on the green in honor of Peter Packard. Is that your motion?
That's it.
Okay. That's your motion. Do I have a second?
That's my motion.
I have a second by Councilman Murphy. Okay.
Can we decide, Carol, to do to the right of the City Hall?
You guys get to decide. That is one of the two options that the landscaper identified as an appropriate place to plant.
Okay, so council decides.
That's,
I really don't think it needs to be in that other place.
Well, let's just say we're going to approve it, and then with the recommendation from the city arborist, because she'll probably know better than most as to what trees would be compatible to be planted close together like that. Okay, does that sound fair?
I was going to leave the choice of the tree based on what is on our tree understory list and based on Peter's widow, Mary, what her choice would be. I think that she deserves some consideration in the type of tree she selected. The trees that are on the understory list are all going to be based on availability at a nursery. I can tell you, for example, she likes the sassafras. That is not available at the nursery.
Okay. Well, you mentioned a dogwood.
Dogwood.
I think that would be acceptable.
She likes that.
Are we going to get a Coosa dogwood so it doesn't die of whatever blight?
It's a new type of hybrid that is resistant to the fungi and is actually fungus. And it's actually a evergreen dogwood.
All right. Any other comments or questions from the audience, council? All those in favor, designate by show of hands or an aye. Okay, it is unanimous.
She's winning way too much tonight. We have to stop.
All right, we've got enough Carol. Let's move on now. Approval of intergovernmental agreement for T-SPLOST extension for referendum and city project list. Chair will entertain a motion.
Make a motion for the intergovernmental agreement for the T-SPLOST extension for referendum and the city project list.
All right, motion by Councilman Carlson, second by Councilperson Dixon. We got to get this done tonight because I've already had a couple phone calls asking me if we've covered this yet. So, Any questions?
This is just an extension of what they started last year, right?
Yes, it is, and we got to come up with our new list. Did we determine whether we can utilize?
It's in your packet.
Okay.
I did talk with Bryant Poole and David Clark this afternoon, and there's some sort of wording that we're going to have to list this as,
Listed to who?
They have to have a project list, the consultants that's putting all this together.
Right.
For Fulton County. And so I sent him this list, and he said that we couldn't get specific, and it couldn't be drainage necessarily, but that if he listed it, and I forget what it was, but I'll go back through my notes.
I remember that.
Well, it was a conversation I had at 2:55 today, so I'll follow up with him. And
is that going to be relevant to the motion tonight?
No, just the approved list that's put together by ISC.
Okay. All right, thank you. Any other comments or questions? All those in favor, please designate by a show of hands or an aye.
Aye.
All right, it is unanimous. Thank you. I may even call Mayor Viper tonight and say, it's done. All right. Number four, approval of crafting an ordinance to ban smoking on city public park areas.
I make a motion we have the city attorney and we can craft an ordinance banning smoking on city property.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Carlson. Got to just tell it. So you're basically making a motion to have the city attorney craft an ordinance that we would have, would we vote on the ordinance?
Yeah, you'll have two reads, July and August.
Two reads, yeah.
All right. Any comments or questions? Yes,
well, sir. That means the cigarette can could be moved, I guess, right?
Yes, it can, yes.
Has smoking been a problem?
Yeah, we've had complaints, especially over by the pool. It's not people smoking in the pool area, it's people smoking in the horseshoe pit area, and it's wafting through with all the kids out there.
Because I come down here and have a cigar and burn it every now and then.
Well, I wouldn't say that too loud.
Well, I used to. Back before this ordinance.
Yes.
Do you want the ordinance to say no smoking on city property, period, or do you want the ordinance to give the mayor the authority to designate and sign no smoking areas?
Or sounds like a lot of authority.
Are we allowed?
We got power.
Are we allowed to say not on any city property? We are allowed to say that.
Yeah.
You can. Or you can say, you know, only in designated areas.
Not in designated areas.
And then no designated.
Pool pavilion.
But then people would all be arguing over who's designated.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Arguing with who?
You.
No argument. Wait, to it. I get to make that call.
That's Wiz writing their tickets.
Yeah. So what do they need to do? Does they need to amend this motion for designated areas?
Well, I mean, all they've done right now is told me to draft an ordinance.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just trying to figure out what you want to say before we then the right. Vote on that.
The vote would be, okay, next. Gotcha.
The problem we've got is if we start setting up designated areas, we're going to have to set aside somebody to clean those places up.
Yeah.
The last day that the group got together and cleaned up around the pool in the picnic area, that was really a bad thing. All the cigarette butts, the cigarette smoking can, all of that mess is just all over the ground. Now, if you want to designate that, that's fine, but what are we going to do about keeping it clean?
Well, it's like he said, he's going to craft the ordinance, and then on the next vote, if it needs to be tweaked to say no, you know, no designated areas or whatever the case may be, then that certainly is, you know, your prerogative as a council to decide exactly what limits, if any, are placed on it.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor, please designate by a show of hands or an aye. And it is unanimous. Thank you. All right. Item number five, limitation of free boat permits for residents / property owners over the age of 65. I don't even remember who I had. I was going to do this one. You? All Councilman Hendricks?
I make a motion that we allow property owners over 65 to be able to get up to 5 free boating permits.
I have a motion, do I have a second? Councilman Carlson, second. All right, discussion.
Yes.
All right, Linda had her hand up first, then Mark, and then Carol.
I think 2 per household is perfect, because I doubt we're going to find more than 2 in a household over 65. The children will be using, and so the 5, I don't think that's going to work. So I say 2 per household.
All right.
That would be husband and wife over 65.
All right.
I'll go for that.
Councilman Carter.
So I'm sorry, I was not here last week, but I'm just trying to understand the genesis of this.
Okay. Property owners over 65 may or may not have kids that come and boat, but pretty much all of them have grandkids that come and boat, like Labor Day, 4th of July, Memorial Day, you know, the long weekends. And at this point in time, if you're 65 and on property here, the taxes you pay should allow you to put 5 grandkids, put their kayaks in the lake.
All right.
Okay. So my question is, or my concern is this, and I sent an email today, I really have a hard time giving a certain class of people, in this case 65 and older, a special favor versus, I say, in a way I kind of agree with you, and Carol and I also talked about this a little bit. Part of the challenge is, like, people will say, well, hell, people are paying taxes for the pool, let's just swim in the pool free. Well, no, there's a huge variable cost to that pool. So there is no variable cost to letting guys float a boat. So on that way, I'm with you. Where I'm not with you is selecting a group of people, 65 and older, and saying you're special, so therefore you get a free boat. What I'd rather do is say every Mountain Park resident has 2 free permits per year. I would rather do that. That way everybody gets in it, everybody's paying taxes.
Can I ask for clarification? Mm-hmm. Every individual or every household?
Every household. Okay. I'm sorry, that's what I meant. I would prefer every household had 2.
That's what I like.
And that way the Bureleys that have a bunch of kayaks and a bunch of kids go out playing can do it, and George and his grandkids can do it, and that way we're not deciding winners and losers. That was my concern.
All right.
Because then I'm going to say, what are you going to do for the 81-year-old?
All right, hang on.
You get 10 permits, you can right. sell them.
Wait, yeah,
count, them. Hang on, Carol, Councilperson Silver is next.
People 62 or 65 or older, whatever it is, to not pay school taxes, right?
That's right.
Which Fulton did that. But at least they said, hey, listen, the reason why you're doing that is because, hopefully, at 62, you don't have any kids, you're still going to school. So if we had a rationale for why it's legal to discriminate for 65-year-old people, I mean, if there's a rationale, I just couldn't come up with it. If there is one, I'd be more okay with it. I think if we pass something out the entirety of our city, I think that would be fair. So I'm sorry.
All right.
When you get to be 65, you'll see what we're talking about.
I only have 2.5 years, baby.
Okay. All right. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor will designate by aye or a yay.
So the motion is.
Wait, the motion, and the motion is for each, remember, I know we talked about two per house. Do not lose sight of what the actual motion is. The motion is for 5 free voting permits per citizen over the age of 65. Correct? All right, just
to make sure. Do we know what the revenue impact of that is?
Presuming that everybody took the maximum. I mean, not everybody's going to come take their free.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to say, do we know out of the existing boat permits today, how many of those are belong to the households under discussion?
No, we do not. No, given the shape of the head. Okay, so I call for a vote. Can we go back into discussion?
Sure.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
We're not going to get a vote, period.
Right.
So we're out of that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you've got one boat in your family, and 5 people can use that boat, is that what you're saying?
No, you get 5 permits for up to 5 boats. So if you only have one boat, you only need 1 permit.
They're all 65, all people.
No.
They all get a permit.
Anybody can use anybody else's boat.
That's not what the motion is.
The vote appears for.
The motion is up to 5 permits per individual in Mountain Park over 65 years of age or older. All right?
And so I can get 5 permits and then give them to other people. I'm just asking the question because I don't have a boat either. But if I got 5 permits, I can give them to people around.
You can have a secondary exchange and make money.
They can hold their boats. I'm just asking because I've never gotten a boat.
Okay.
That's a very valid point.
Yeah, Wanda, how'd you get that Cadillac?
Well,
all right.
But that's true, right?
That's exactly true.
I just wanted a clarification because I've never. Yeah.
Based on the motion, that would be true.
Okay.
All right.
So Lloyd Bay at 10%.
I will now call for the vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. All those opposed, do not. And all those that are listening in, either vote yay or nay. All those for. We have 2-4. All those opposed.
Nay.
All right. We have 2-4, 3 against. And the motion does not carry as stated. Give me a minute to do the paper. 2.
So we're back to
now.
No.
We don't go back to
now. Now, if any other council member or any other individual or any council member would like to make a separate motion and gets a second, then we can vote on that. Hang on. Let me get Tom up here. All right, motion?
I would like to make a second motion.
No, just a motion.
To over 65 per household.
All right, so the motion is for two free
permits. Over 65.
Oh, for
over. Taxes.
Per household.
Yeah.
Per residence. Okay, do I have a second?
Second
by Councilperson Silver. Discussion. We've had discussion. I know this is basically what you're saying is that 2 per household for any individual over 65. Okay, does anybody have any questions or comments regarding that?
How will we rationalize this to the people that are not 65?
They'll learn. They'll get there one day.
All right.
Glad I'm not running for election.
All right. Any other comments? All those in favor designate by a show of hands or a aye.
Aye.
All right.
Thank you.
That's four. Any opposed? One opposed. Four, one opposed. It passes. You got the wording. You got the correct. You got this right.
Okay. I got it.
Now, if there's a bunch of senior drownings, I'm gonna go talk to lawyers.
You know, this is. I gotta tell y'all, this has been typical. One of our little residents, real quick indulgence. One of our residents ran his golf cart into the ditch somehow at the intersection of East Lake and West Lake. He was stuck because that ditch, he couldn't see how deep it was because of all the green. And he was stuck. So I said, you know what, I'll be back. I'll run home, get my little Suzuki four-wheel drive. I'll come up here, I'll pull you out. So I get in the Suzuki, I crank it up. I mean, it's been sitting there, windows rolled up, I'm driving, and there's a wasp nest in there. I got nailed at least once that I'm aware of. I am driving down the road doing like this. I literally have to stop and get out of the car. So this evening is just being one for the record.
And you're lucky you're there, yeah. Close by.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, thank you. So it's big black and orange ones, by the way. All right. Yes, moving on. Next item on the agenda is approval of the $2,700 for pool motor expenditure. We all know what this is about. We've already had to replace the motor, so Chair will entertain a motion.
Make the motion for the approval of $2,700 for the pool motor.
Now all right.
Second by Councilperson Dixon. All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, and it is unanimous. Thank you. That was a housekeeping item. We've already had it. Now, the last item is an invoice. For the removal of two trees on Laurel and one on Sourwood by New Leaf Arbor. It's an estimate. So why are we removing these trees?
The arborists recommend they be removed. Right. They pose a threat.
All right, so they're
in our right of way.
They're in our right of way.
The arborist has recommended they be removed. They are a threat and they're in the city's right of way. So they could be coming down. All right, Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion we accept the $2,400 tree removal quote from Nicholas Newley Barber.
All right, got a second by Councilperson Dixon. Discussion? So these are just trees that are.
Where's the location again?
One of them is across the street from 100 Laurel. The other is across the street from 104 Laurel. The other one is almost practically at the dead end of the lower end of Sourwood Trail across from the Foreman property.
Did you catch that?
Yeah, and I'm wondering, Sourwood Trail is a dead end street.
But it's down by the Foreman property at the end of the street.
The red house.
So what is it endangering? Someone's home?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. All right, certainly can understand. All right. Any more discussion? All those in favor, designate by a show of hands. Okay, I didn't know if you were going for a nay this time. That means it's unanimous, it passes. Thank you. All right. Is there any more business for the City of Mountain Park City Council?
I have one thing to add.
I've got one thing I want to ask you too, so you go first.
I just wanted to say that yesterday the Georgia 400 Century Bike Race went through this beautiful City of Mountain Park, and I had a bunch of great neighbors up there with me, handing out pickle juice and Gatorade and ice and
was
stuff.
Was the sprinkler up on here?
I don't know. I didn't get down here. I was up on Big Sister, which is the toughest hill on the ride. Anyhow, I got all sorts of feedback today from riders. They really felt welcome and cared for in Mountain Park. So thank you, City.
Thank you.
Yes.
Did they stop for any stop signs?
I doubt it. I want to guarantee they did on the way up.
Yeah. Every chance.
No, but they're back to going.
Yes. All right. My question. When are you coming home?
I thought about tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
I've been changing
my day then. We look forward to seeing you back in the park. At this time, my question is to the city attorney, what would be the proper protocol going forward for swearing in Councilman Reed? Is this something that we need to do or can do at City Hall? I certainly don't want to deny Councilman Carlson the opportunity to finish his evening as a councilman.
I think we could do it here. You could do it at City Hall later.
Okay. Are you, you want to, we can do it here. You got the oath of office?
I don't know that I have it.
Whatever your preference.
Let's do it at City Hall so Jim has a meeting, so John just kind of likes a night to leave.
Yeah, yeah, let's go, yeah, let's do that. We'll do that. That's why I said this. All right. Well, again, we're going to, we'll swear in Councilman Reed, or Mr. Reed as the seated council member for Councilman Carlson's seat for the remaining of his term through the end of this year until the upcoming election in November.
Well, that was a convoluted statement.
Yeah. I was trying to get all the right words in there. All right. With that being said, I want to again thank Councilman Carlson for all of his services.
Yes, sir.
He's holding this. And Chair will entertain a motion.
Entertain a motion to dismiss?
We have a second. Councilman Carlson, second. So all those in favor? All right. Thank you, folks. Good night.